While the fact that we still have an achievement gap stands out. But I think what the report didn't do is to look at what causes the achievement gap. And in many ways, I don't think it's simply a matter that the teacher's not doing a job. I don't think that it's not that we have not provided resources for educational system. We've done a great deal of that. I think that they have been creative, innovative, but you simply cannot look at the school system alone. There are two things you need to do. One of which you need to make certain that we make the investment in education, to reduce class sizes, provide the technology that they need, and to ensure that we have trained, qualified teachers who are innovative and supportive across the board. Secondly, we need to do the things that I think impact the quality of education in the classroom from outside the classroom. When kids come to school that are hungry, out of crisis, and they transfer 3, 4, 5 times in 1 year, that's not good, a healthy environment for learning. No matter how innovative you are in the classroom, that will not compensate for that kind of crisis coming into the classroom. So we need to invest on those things outside the classroom, reduce the crisis, reduce that impact, so that the teachers, administrators can do their job and give them the resources they need. And what the report did not do is to look at that impact of those things outside the classroom, but simply measure in the classroom. But it would be very, very difficult to come up with impressive scores and achievement improvements if you have students that are coming to school ill-prepared, in crisis, and you hope and expect that the teachers and administrators are going to solve that between the hours of 7 and 3, Monday through Friday during the school day. That's not a prescription for success.